There are thousands upon thousands of things that we learn from other individuals in the course of our earthly lives. But remembering the people from whom we learn those various things doesn't really come into play all that often. Still, for whatever reason, there is that percentage of things that we learn from other individuals which is attached by a recollection of the people from whom we learn them. One such instance in my case involves the 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus. When I was enrolled in the college department here years ago, we had a college religion class that was taught by Prof. Roland Gergel, and somehow he got a piece of information regarding Leviticus 16 to stick, because still today I remember that he taught us to view that particular chapter as the Good Friday of the Old Testament. And in reading that section of Scripture, one can see why that's a fitting subtitle. In a vivid way, the Holy Spirit there recorded the activities which God prescribed to be carried out in connection with the event that would come to be known as the Day of Atonement. He directed the children of Israel, and the priests in particular, to carry out certain rituals, rituals that were rich in symbolism, rituals which depicted the way in which Jesus, the Lamb of God, would secure our redemption and atonement. The activities that were to accompany this Day of Atonement were to be rehearsed and carried out every single year, so that the children of Israel would remember the lesson and the one from whom they had been taught that lesson. For it is through faith in the atoning Lamb of God that a person is saved. A person living in the Old Testament period, looking forward to the fulfillment of the prophecies, as well as a person in this New Testament era, looking back upon the cross of Christ. As an example of Old Testament, therefore, I plan this morning to read the first 22 verses of the 16th chapter of Leviticus, interspersing the reading with selected verses of Hymn 142. I'll be reading the translation that's found in the New King James Version, Leviticus 16, 1 through 22. Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered profane fire before the Lord and died. And the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron your brother not to come at just any time into the holy place inside the veil, before the mercy seat which is on the ark, lest he die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. Thus Aaron shall come into the holy place, with the blood of a young bull as a sin offering, and of a ram as a burnt offering. He shall put the holy linen tunic and the linen trousers on his body. He shall be girded with a linen sash, and with the linen turban he shall be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore he shall wash his body in water and put them on, and he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats as a sin offering, and one ram as a burnt offering." Stanza 1. And once again, I seem to be having some technical difficulties with the organ. One moment, I think I might be able to figure it out.
Column goes on complaining for
shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the lot fell and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it and to let it go as the scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bull as the sin offering, which is for himself. Then he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil. And he shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony, lest he die. He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. And before the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. We read verse 2 of the hymn together. This Lamb is Christ, the soul's great friend, the Lamb of God, our Savior. Him God the Father chose to send to gain for us his favor. Go forth, my son, the Father saith, and free men from the fear of death, from guilt and condemnation. The wrath and stripes are hard to bear, but by thy passion men shall share the fruit of thy salvation. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people. Bring its blood inside the veil. Do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. So he shall make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgressions, for all their sins. And so he shall do for the tabernacle of meeting, which remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. There shall be no man in the tabernacle of meeting when he goes in to make atonement in the holy place, until he comes out, that he may make atonement for himself, for his household, and for all the assembly of Israel. And he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord, and make atonement for it, and shall take some of the blood of the bull, and some of the blood of the goat, and put it on the horns of the altar all around. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times, cleanse it, and consecrate it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. Stanza 3 read together. Yea, Father, yea, most willingly I'll bear what thou commandest. My will conforms to thy decree. I do what thou demandest. O wondrous love, what hast thou done? The Father offers up his Son. The Son, content, descendeth. O love, how strong thou art to save. Thou beddest him within the grave, whose word the mountains rendeth. And when he has made an end of atoning for the holy place, the tabernacle of meeting, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. We sing the final stanza, verse 6.